On Friday, a court in Brno passed down a not guilty verdict against Barbora Škrlová, a 33-year-old woman who posed as a 13-year-old girl, went on the run, and reappeared months later posing as a 12-year-old boy in Norway. Ms. Škrlová is at the centre of a horrific child abuse scandal, allegedly involving a sinister cult founded by her father. She was immediately rearrested outside the court to stand trial for these more serious charges. Rob Cameron has the following report.
Barbora Škrlová arrived at Brno's municipal court on Friday to be met by a scrum of TV cameras and photographers. She looked bewildered and frightened as prison guards brought her into court in handcuffs. She was accompanied by another woman, Kateřina Majorová, who looked pale and gaunt. The two women had been accused of deliberately deceiving staff at a Brno children's home by presenting Barbora as a 13-year-old adopted girl called Anička. They had faced up to 2 years in prison, but after being freed, Barbora was immediately rearrested to stand trial on the more serious charge of child abuse. That deception occurred shortly after Kateřina Majorová's sister Klára was arrested at her home in the town of Kuzim, where Barbora lived along with Klára Majorová and her two young sons. Police were called after it emerged that Klára was keeping one of her boys, an 8-year-old called Ondřej, naked and bound and locked in a broom cupboard. According to witnesses, he was beaten and tortured and made to eat his own vomit. Klára Majorová was arrested and her two sons taken into custody. Barbora Škrlová, posing as a 13-year-old, Klára's adopted daughter, was put into a children's home by Kateřina Majorová. Days later, Barbora escaped and disappeared. For months, the Czech media were haunted by pictures of Barbora Škrlová in her various guises. First, there was Anička, with her thick glasses and brown hair tied up in girlish ponytails. Then there was the shaved head and dark, sunken eyes of Adam, the 12-year-old Czech schoolboy who turned up in the Norwegian capital, Oslo. And finally, a pale, nervous-looking woman wearing a woolly hat and clutching a teddy bear and being led away by police at Prague Airport. This first trial concerns only the deception at the children's home, but Barbora Škrlová, Kateřina Majorová, Klára Majorová and three others are all due to stand trial again in June on charges of abusing the two young boys. All six adults are thought to be linked to a secretive cult, allegedly founded by Barbara's father, whose whereabouts remain unknown. The question on everyone's minds is whether Barbora Škrlová was, as she maintains, a victim of that abuse or a willing participant in it.
And that was Rob Cameron there. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague.